Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a wind advisory, otherwise increasing clouds, scattered snow this afternoon, falling temperatures, wind gust at 50. Tonight, clearing skies, upper teens, wind gust at 40. For tomorrow, sunny skies, upper 20s, wind gust at 25. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lows around 12. For Christmas Day, sunny skies, upper 40s, and Friday night, clear skies at 22. Right now, it's 28.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Well, the Pork Checkoff has had a busy fall with the launch of the Real Pork Master brand. National Pork Board Director of Digital Strategy, Jenna DePiro, says that was done through the Pork as a Passport campaign. This strategy has continued right into the holiday season.
With the holidays looking so different for everyone this year, we wanted to make sure we're showing up in a really relevant way. And one way is providing recipes that feature pork as an ingredient or in smaller quantities, because we know consumers aren't hosting those large gatherings they typically do. So while that traditional large, beautiful ham in the middle of the table might not be practical for everyone this year, there are so many delicious ways pork can be part of a holiday meal.
Well, the current focus is on the importance of connections and family meals.
Spending time with loved ones in the kitchen is more important than ever right now. And we've partnered with a handful of influencers to share stories behind pork recipes that have a significance to their culture and their family. And we're featuring those in a series called Gather Around the Table on our social media platforms. And again, really just bringing in that pork as a passport theme too. Because while we can't physically travel to different places right now, we can still travel in a sense through the food we prepare together in our own kitchens. We know pork is the number one consumed protein globally, so there are so many different ways to explore cooking with our products, connecting our families to different cultures from all over the world.
Well, by partnering with some of those social media influencers, the Pork Checkoff, expanding its reach during the holiday season. If you want more information, go to pork.org. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. As harvest season begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Governor Laura Kelly said that as the vaccine for the COVID-19 pandemic begins to get distributed across the state of Kansas, that the order of individuals that should be getting it are based on the honor system with frontline workers.
You know, I think right now it's pretty easy because very limited number of folks, categories of people are eligible, and that is your frontline healthcare workers in your hospitals, in your nursing facilities, in the prisons. So that control group is pretty easy to control. Where we will fall back on the honor system that was talked about last week is when we move it out to more of the general public.
In other news, a Tuesday afternoon grass fire burned more than 200 acres near Burton, Kansas. SKWCH News reports the crews had the fire contained as winds picked up from reigniting the fire that started around 2 in the afternoon. Crews from Reno County, McPherson, Harvey, and Sedgwick counties all responded and kept the fire from spreading to any homes or buildings. Mid-American Network News.
It's not just the end of the year. It's the end of 2020. And Rusty at Ford says, let's ring in 2021 a little early with just $21 down on every new Ford in stock. Plus, you still get discounts up to $14,000 off every new 2020 and 2021 F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more. Not one truck, not just two SUVs. Every new Ford in stock. Before we put this year behind us, you should put just $21 down on your next Ford and get discounts up to $14,000. If you don't buy your new Ford with just $21 down, you paid too much. So if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty at Ford.com.
Offers not on select stock vehicles with approved credit and tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2PO for support. Comes up to $60,980. Plus, if this company costs alternative factory tax rebate $9,000. Sale price $46,980. Not all qualified. All Ford rebates together. Prior sales excluded. Offers expire December 31st, 2020.
A man is now charged with attempted capital murder and the shooting that injured a Kansas City police officer. Johnson County District Attorney Steve Howe on Tuesday announced the charge against 33-year-old Jesse James Flower of Kansas City. It wasn't immediately clear if Flower had an attorney. The charge stemmed from an exchange of gunfire that occurred December 15th between the suspect and the officer who contacted him in Overland Park. The officer was struck by gunfire on the arm and ballistic vest. He was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. And Governor Laura Kelly has named the Kansas Department of Labor's deputy secretary as its top administrator. Her announcement on Tuesday showed she's still working to find another permanent leader for the agency that struggled for months to process claims from workers left unemployed by the coronavirus pandemic. Acting Secretary Brett Flatchbarth is the third person to lead the Department of Labor in less than 7 months. Kelly's first labor secretary was Delia Garcia, as she resigned in June amid problems with the system for distributing unemployment benefits. Her replacement was Acting Secretary Ryan Wright, and he was allowed by law to serve only 6 months. The department is still working to help stop fraudulent claims. Good America Network News.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from Blue Valley Technologies.
We hope you enjoy lots of merriment with family and friends,
whether in the real world or the virtual one.
We also thank you for your support during this challenging year
and the opportunity to help keep you connected.
Are you expecting Santa to put new devices under the tree?
Ask us about an internet speed upgrade.
Contact us today at bluevalley.net.
Have a safe,
connected,
and happy holiday season.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. State health officials say it's important to remain vigilant about social distancing to limit the spread of the coronavirus, even though vaccines have started to be administered and the state's virus numbers have improved recently. Douglas County Health Director Adi Poor says the arrival of vaccines this month offers hope, but 60 to 70% of the community will have to be vaccinated before precautions can be relaxed. Over the past several weeks, the virus numbers have been improving in Nebraska. The rate of people being infected with the virus went from the fifth highest in the nation to the 29th highest rate as of Monday. One of Union Pacific's main unions is threatening to strike if the railroad doesn't do more to protect its employees from the virus. The Brotherhood of Maintenance of Way Employees Division Union said the Omaha, Nebraska-based railroad needs to offer its more than 30,000 employees full pay if they have to quarantine because of exposure to the virus. Rick Averett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
It's not just the end of the year, it's the end of 2020. And Rusty at Ford says, let's ring in 2021 a little early with just $21 down on every new Ford in stock. Plus, you still get discounts up to $14,000 off every new 2020 and 2021 F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more. Not one truck, not just two SUVs. Every new Ford in stock. Before we put this year behind us, you should put just $21 down on your next Ford and get discounts up to $14,000. If you don't buy your new Ford with just $21 down, you paid too much. So if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office hours, like this, stock vehicles with approved credit, tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT, stock 2PO for support. Comes up to $60,980. Plus, if this company costs alternative factory tax rebate $9,000. Sale price $46,980. Not all qualified. All Ford rebates stipulated. Prior sales excluded. Office expired December 31st, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Active COVID cases in Marshall County are stable at 62, reported Monday, with 3 currently hospitalized and now 21 deaths related. These numbers were virtually identical to a week ago. In Washington County, 13 cases remain, no current hospitalizations, and 8 fatalities to date. Nemo Hall County reports another 2 COVID-related fatalities this past week, both over age 65, bringing that total to 45. 44 active cases remain in Nemo Hall County, which had peaked at 261 5 weeks ago. Health officials remind that with holiday activities on the rise, keep you and your loved ones safe this holiday season by limiting crowds and close exposures, wearing a mask, and frequent hand washing and sanitization. The federal judge to hear arguments today as to whether Union Pacific employees can strike if the railroad does not do more to protect workers from COVID threats. A union representing some 8,000 workers has threatened to strike unless those quarantined are assured full pay. They're further urging coronavirus testing and screening procedures for the company's 30,000 workers. The railroad is taking the matter to court, arguing an incentive for workers in exposing themselves to the virus, thus forcing multiple quarantines.
Recently, the Union Pacific Railroad Foundation awarded $5,000 to RSVP of Northeast Kansas through their COVID-19 relief grant program. RSVP Director Joni Spellmeyer talks about what the money will be used for.
We were not able to have our recognition banquet in the spring because of COVID. And when this grant came about from the Union Pacific Railroad Foundation, we decided that we would make COVID kits for our volunteers as our thank you to them for the year and for surviving 2020.
The kits are going to the 265 active and honorary RSVP members who serve in Marshall County. Spellmeyer said the kits are full of needed goods.
We had sanitizing wipes, sanitizer, paper towels, toilet paper, cookies, meat sticks, coloring books, tissue, and word books. And in our nursing home ones, we put slippers.
Volunteers assisting with the COVID kits and or deliveries were helped out by the Marysville Army National Guard, who drove the volunteers delivering the bags in Marysville.
Two new Home for the Holidays programs will air this week on KNDY, wrapping up a series recorded by community members, including songs, readings, and reflections of Christmas. Coordinated by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative, the final Thursday evening performance this week airs at 6 p.m., with encore performances planned continuously Christmas Day beginning at 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. New shows Friday will be included, airing in the 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. hours, all on KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDYradio.com. Private graveside services are set for Saturday, January 9th at the Marysville City Cemetery for Richard O. Smith, age 82, of Topeka, formerly of Marysville. Smith was a longtime science teacher and coached the Marysville schools. He passed away December 16th at Topeka. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Richard O. Smith.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Share the Christmas spirit with Light Up Marysville. Tour the town with over 50 beautiful lighting displays and take part in voting for your favorite home and business decorations. Pick up a ballot at the Marshall County Visitor Center in Marysville, either location of CJ Express or Marysville City Hall. Maps and ballots also available online at the Visit Marysville Facebook page. Your invitation this Christmas season from these Marysville merchants. United Bank and Trust, Nordis Motor Company, Bruna Implement, Intention Envelope.
Let Rockwell Shoe Repair bring new life back to your favorite shoes or boots. Dennis can replace soles and heels and also does leather repair and installs zippers. Drop by the shop Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, behind the house at 1200 Walnut in Marysville. Rockwell Shoe Repair, phone 562-7270.
Treat yourself to some Christmas goodies. Stop by my sister's closet in Waterville for cozy Christmas outfits, fun accessories, and find a stocking to stuff at the stocking bar. Get the stocking and 10 items to put in it for only $11. Make sure you get the clothes you want for prices a lot lower than retail. Shop at my sister's closet today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. We have a powerful low-pressure system moving across the upper parts of the Midwest with a cold front extending into the central parts of the United States. It looks like in our area, dry weather, but the main thing is going to be that wind. We're going to see wind gusts as high as 50 miles per hour through the day, 35 to 40 as we head into tonight. Behind this cold front, Arctic air moves in, bringing us well below average temperatures, only in the mid-teens for tonight, upper 20s for tomorrow, before we see a warm-up as we head into Christmas Day. So across the area, wind advisory, increasing clouds, chance of snow this afternoon, falling temperatures. We'll see wind gusts at 50. Tonight, clearing skies in the upper teens, wind gusts at 40. For tomorrow, sunny skies, highs in the upper 20s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lows around 12. As we're into Christmas Day, we're looking at mostly sunny skies, temperatures at 46 degrees. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Average high temperature late December 41, record high on this date 72. The average low 19, the record low minus 22. Sunrise this morning 7:44, sunset this evening at 5:09.
I thought I would need a math degree to start a real savings program, but my financial advisor showed me how the numbers add up. We put together a program with CDs, automatic savings, and more.
Talk to us about jump-starting your savings. We have every different savings plan for every individual. We're sure to have one that'll help you meet your goals fast. Substantial penalty for early withdrawal. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Giving or receiving homemade food for the holidays? We have some safety reminders on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 23rd, the 358th day of the year. C. Clement Moore's poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas, was first published on this day in 1823. Homemade gifts are some of the most gratifying to receive during the holidays. If those include food, keep in mind some rules of thumb for handling perishables. With canned goods, check the seal. Push the top of the jar lid. It should be concave and not making a clicking sound. If the seal is good, most canned items are shelf-stable from 2 to 5 years. With no preservatives, homemade food should be refrigerated after opening. Jams, jellies, or pickles will keep up to 3 months. Canned meat should be used within a week. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal tips at almanac.com.
The Yuletide season is upon us, and Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center would like to wish family and friends and patients alike a holiday filled with peace, love, and joy. Have a safe and Merry Christmas to everyone near and far. From the caring staff at Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center in Beatrice.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Tyson Edion scored 25 points, and Wichita State never trailed in overtime to beat South Florida 82-77. The Shockers scored first in the extra period on a layup from Craig Porter Jr. with 3:46 remaining and never gave up the advantage. Clarence Jackson had 10 points and 7 rebounds for Wichita State. Christian Braun hit his 6 three-pointers and had 22 points. Jalen Wilson made 4 threes and scored 17. And number 3 KU shrugged off mid-game challenges before cruising past 7th-ranked West Virginia 79-65 last night. Marcus Garrett finished with 15 points. Ochai Gbaji had 11 points and 10 rebounds.
Jones.
KU now off into the holiday break until January 2nd when they'll face the Texas Longhorns at 11 o'clock. NFL action for the weekend. The Atlanta Falcons will meet up with the Kansas City Chiefs. They'll kick it off at high noon on Sunday. Mid-America Network Sports.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Happy holidays from Cake TV. In a year of unknowns, one thing is certain. Cake appreciates our many loyal viewers throughout Cakeland. We want to wish you great cheer and a happy new year. Whatever 2021 will bring, know that Cake will be there with the latest developments in breaking news and severe weather. So, from our family to yours, stay safe, stay healthy, and have a happy holiday. Cake, always on your side.
Many of college basketball's top teams have one thing in common. They're led by veteran players, which has given them an early edge by providing continuity amid the uncertainty around the game in times of the coronavirus pandemic. All teams are coping with constant starts, stops, and schedule changes, and those that have the most success, like number one Gonzaga, number two Baylor, and number four Iowa, have multiple upperclassmen playing prominent roles in their rotations. Teams led by younger players like unranked Kentucky and number 20 Duke have had bumpier starts. Wildcats coach John Calipari says veteran teams have a huge advantage this season. South Carolina's men's basketball team has paused activities for a second time this month, canceling a game tonight with South Carolina State after its latest round of COVID-19 testing. The Gamecocks already have missed games against Wofford and rival Clemson due to coronavirus. Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Olson's Right-of-Way and Maintenance applauds the Austin Centralia students for always doing their best. Olson's Right-of-Way and Maintenance in Seneca. Call Brett at 785-336-7101 for your commercial and residential needs. Little big dump trucks and storage units, no job too big or small. SunMart recognizes the students of Beatrice High School who have the determination and dedication to study hard and know the value of language, math, science, art, and much more. Wishing all the scholars good luck in all your future endeavors. From everyone at SunMart and Beatrice, shop fresh, shop smart, shop SunMart. Subway applauds all the Auburn boys and girls of all surrounding area high schools that take studying academic subjects seriously. These dedicated scholars are well on their way to making their futures bright and successful. We are rooting for you. From the friendly crew at Subway in Auburn, eat fresh.
Boost your spirits this holiday season with some simple table decorations inspired by nature. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Save trimmings from your fresh-cut Christmas tree, purchase greens from the garden center, or gather a few from your landscape. Cut the stems to size before placing a few in a vase of water. Add some berry-laden crabapple or holly branches for additional color. Include bare twigs for added interest and form in your arrangements. Set a few greens beside each place setting, or on top of a folded napkin set upon each plate. Add a bit of fragrance by using sprigs of rosemary or lavender instead. Use a container of pine cones or acorns for your centerpiece. Add some oranges, pomegranates, or other colorful fruit to your table setting. Even as many of us are planning smaller celebrations, setting a nature-inspired table can make any meal special. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
St. Francis of Assisi lived in Italy during the late 1100s and early 1200s. His religious life of service, forgoing worldly trappings in order to give one totally in service to God, was a model others continue to follow. One kid from Kansas perhaps never imagined he would become a Franciscan friar, but today the journey has led him all the way to the Bronx. His story is this edition on the American Countryside.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Chris Meyergird graduated from Kansas State with a degree in animal science, but he always had a desire to help others. He had traveled to several countries while in school, and after graduation, felt a call to perhaps make this his life's mission.
When you become a missionary, you go where you're sent, and to sort of accept that God could be calling me to go to places that are far from my family and far from the wheat fields of Kansas.
He enrolled in seminary and studied for the priesthood. God was calling him to a specific ministry, he says.
He showed me that, no, I want that to be your life, and I wrestled with it for a little bit.
So he became a Franciscan friar, and where he wound up, well, it's far from his agricultural roots in Kansas.
From Kansas to the Bronx, you couldn't think of probably any more drastic of a change.
When his particular Franciscan community established a presence in this part of the Bronx 30 years ago, they were moving to a place much in need.
At the time, it was called Fort Apache because it was like a war ground between different gangs. It's improved significantly since then.
Chris is today known as Father Xavier. He is far from his home in Kansas, but close to the hearts of the many he serves in the Bronx with the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal.
It's like a monastery in the city, but it's not a monastery because we go out and we work with the people in the community. Where I live, we have actually two friaries right on the same block. One runs a homeless shelter, and where we're at, we run a youth program.
His work is important at all times of the year, but especially at Christmas. That story next time as we travel the countryside in New Rochelle, New York. I'm Andrew McCray.
The Iris Creek Wind Project will bring job opportunities to Marshall County. Bruce Graham, retired chair of the Renewable Energy Program at Cloud Community College, discusses job opportunities for Kansas.
The wind companies provide a lot of different opportunities for our students to be employed. Wind energy supports about 100,000 jobs in the United States, and these are very well-paid jobs. It's one of the fastest-growing jobs in America. The jobs are well paid and they pay good benefits also. The Irish Creek Wind Farm is scheduled to provide about 15 full-time good paying jobs for wind technicians and lead technicians. And we'd like to keep as many Kansas kids employed in Kansas as we can. One of the things that wind farms will find is that if they hire local people, they tend to stick with them and stay there for a long time rather than hiring people from long ways off and then they want to get back to home. So highly successful to hire locally.
To learn more, visit www.irishcreekwind.com.
Transform the edges of your farm into an ecosystem powerhouse. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Hedgerows provide a refuge for plants, animals, and beneficial insects as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Turn those
those unproductive edges of your farm into a haven for wildlife. A hedgerow is a dense linear planting of trees, shrubs, forbs, or grasses. They provide shelter for wildlife and support them with food such as nectar, pollen, and fruits. Hedgerows also enhance communities of beneficial insects. Jared Fowler is a pollinator conservation and biocontrol specialist with the Xerces Society. He says it's important to assess your farm for the appropriate planting locations.
In general, longer hedgerows with mature widths of 10 to 15 feet are best, but shorter and narrower hedges work well for small sites. Flat or gently sloping sites in full sunlight that are easily accessible, have minimal weed pressure, and are protected from pesticide drift are key for successful hedgerows.
Plantings can follow the property boundaries of many small farms and become an interconnected network that extends for miles. Fowler says Xerces recommends 9 to 12 species of plants with a minimum of 3 species that bloom each season during spring, summer, and fall.
If one knows when their crops and neighborhood flowers bloom, then hedges can be designed to complement the landscape scale bloom availability. So, for example, imagine you might have an apple orchard that provides late spring bloom. You may wish to focus on planting early spring, summer, and fall blooming species to complement apple bloom.
Avoid choosing plants that aren't native to your area and species that might serve as alternate hosts for crop pests or diseases. Learn more about the benefits of hedgerows at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you. The Christmas season is such a festive time of the year. If you're like me, you probably stress out a little bit when you start making your holiday to-do list. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, the key to gratitude during the holidays is focusing more on making memories and less on material things. And of course, keeping Christ at the center of your Christmas season. It's not hard to create memories. Just make a list of things your family and friends love to do at Christmas. Maybe it's making hot chocolate and driving around to see Christmas lights, or decorating the tree together and singing carols. Maybe it's simply spending time reading the Christmas story. What's so great about these ideas is that they don't cost much, but your memories will last a lifetime. So be joyful as you celebrate Christmas without the stress and the big budget, and experience the joy of making memories with those you love and living a life of purpose.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
At the Astro 3 Theater, we have movies every day. Come see Wonder Woman 1984, Tom Hanks in News of the World, and for 1 week only, a great dollar movie, Will Ferrell in Elf. On New Year's Day, we switch our dollar movie to Gremlins. If you can't make it to a show, then come on by to get some real movie theater popcorn for your own home entertainment. New movies with friends and family and lots of room for social distancing at the Astro 3 Theater in Marysville.
The dairy industry is working with Amazon to improve dairy's e-commerce business. More today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Amazon purchased Whole Foods in 2017, and not long after, Dairy Management Incorporated approached Amazon to build a relationship. That's according to Paul Jaminski of DMI.
One of the things right away we wanted to do is make sure that we helped Amazon understand the power of real dairy. And so we educated everything from the size of dairy's household penetration. You know, fluid milk's in 94% of the households.
Jaminski says the pandemic has accelerated the pace at which people are purchasing groceries online, and the dairy industry wants to ensure it has a seat at that table.
What we're trying to do in the dairy management front is really position the farmer for the next round of 25 years of growth. Who do we partner with? What new innovation territories? How do we help on the farm? How do we help new digital platforms? And how do we leverage the great things that come from the cow? So we're always looking at who's going to lead these channel growth. And Amazon is going to lead multiple channels to the future. And I think it's great to have powerful relationships with those folks who are going to drive the growth for multiple categories.
Jaminski was featured in a recent episode of Midwest Dairy's Dairy on the Air podcast. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Retiring Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman Pat Roberts says the omnibus appropriations and COVID-19 bills reflect his priorities. Speaking of the two pieces of legislation, the Kansas Republican says, quote, I'm proud to cast one of my final votes in the Senate on behalf of America's farmers, ranchers, and growers, end quote. The legislation includes approximately $26 billion for pandemic-related agriculture and nutrition programs. Provisions in the legislation Roberts advocated for include the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility Act of 2019, directing the facility to carry out parts of the National Biodefense Strategy. The legislation also includes the Securing All Livestock Equitably Act of 2020, which establishes a livestock dealer trust to benefit unpaid sellers of livestock. Additionally, the legislation includes funds for meat processors to upgrade plants for interstate shipment of products, the Paycheck Protection Program expenses deductibility, and simplifies the loan forgiveness process for PPP loans up to $150,000. The legislation also provides $11.19 billion for pandemic-related assistance to support agricultural producers. And the biofuels industry scored a partial win in the COVID-19 relief package. Renewable Fuels Association CEO Jeff Cooper explains.
It does leave a lot of discretion to USDA, but I guess what we do like about this bill and this language is at least it does make clear, really for the first time in any of these COVID relief packages, that the funding being provided to USDA is allowable, or you know, renewable fuel producers are eligible to receive some of that assistance.
The pandemic has cost renewable fuels nearly $4 billion in lost revenue. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
This month, Midwest Kia is combining two great events to help you beat the Kansas cold. During the Kia Command the Season sales event, Midwest Kia is holding our Season of Savings event. That means, one, combine $1,000 in Kia Holiday Bonus Cash with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on eligible new Kia models. Two, get double the dealer discounts on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. Need more? Three, this December, Midwest Kia will help you command the season with remote start at no extra charge. Command this season of savings with 0% APR, double discounts on every all-weather drive model, and with the added gift of remote start on us. It's the Season of Savings sales event going on now at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sorento, Cadenza, K900 through KMF with 1333, 1000 finance.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989. This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, the last-minute COVID-19 relief package passed by Congress includes some much-needed assistance for agriculture. Michael Clement shares what the $13 billion bill has to offer farmers and ranchers.
American Farm Bureau Federation Congressional Relations Director Scott Bennett says a recently passed spending bill provides $13 billion to USDA, with $11.2 billion provided to the Agriculture Secretary to support producers, processors, and contract growers.
Contract livestock growers will now be able to recover 80% of their losses caused by canceled or delayed orders. And we've also seen specialty and non-specialty crop growers receive through this round of aid $20 per planted acre. The markets for these crops disappeared overnight when the pandemic hit. And while many of these markets have recovered, the losses from earlier in the year continue to take their toll on farm families.
Additionally, specialty crop producers will be able to include crop insurance payments and disaster payments in their 2019 sales calculation, providing a more accurate picture of farm income. Bennett says the bill also renews the Paycheck Protection Program.
Small farmers continue to be hit hard by the pandemic. The Paycheck Protection Program, that money is a lifeline to keep keep families afloat, and we were excited to see that extended in this bill.
Bennett says AFBF welcomes the much-needed relief package.
We're pleased that Congress understands that there's been a toll that this pandemic has continued to take on farmers, ranchers in rural America. This round of assistance, it addresses losses suffered by farmers who are forced to euthanize livestock prematurely with no market and therefore no income, and that includes contract growers. We're pleased that the bill provides additional help for specialty and non-specialty crop growers, and the Paycheck Protection Program will help small farmers continue operating.
Michael Clements reporting.
For Ag News Online anytime, agview.net. Reliable and relevant. For agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Orion Samuelson with you to talk about agriculture going into space to increase production. I'll talk about it after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
I was excited to receive this press release from the U.S. Department of Agriculture a few days ago, stating that USDA and NASA, the National Space Administration, have signed a memorandum of understanding aimed at strengthening their long-standing partnership on space-based assets benefiting life here on Earth. The agreement brings together NASA's experience with technology development and spaceborne Earth science measurements and USDA's scientific experience and knowledge of agricultural production, resource conservation, food security and safety, and forests working hand in hand. USDA and NASA will explore research gaps of importance to the agricultural community that should be addressed through innovative Earth observation systems and technologies developed over the next decade. And the collaboration also will address recommendations made in the 2017 National Academies Earth Science. And Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue went on to say in the release, as we have seen over the past 100 years, increasing innovation in agriculture is limitless. The Secretary said this partnership between USDA and NASA will bring together the best research, science, and technology we have to offer to help produce more food to feed the growing world. And the Secretary said, we are continuing an already great collaborative effort to utilize space-based technologies across sectors and into agriculture. And he said, when we combine research on the International Space Station with the amazing capabilities that Earth observation provides, I believe that NASA, in partnership with USDA, could transform farming and bolster agricultural production in ways we can't even imagine today. Jim Bridenstine is the administrator at NASA, and he said microgravity research can unlock secrets in a wide variety of fields, and I'm particularly excited about our agency's potential impact on the next generation of agricultural techniques. The agreement will also leverage USDA's connections with the agricultural community and with the global marketplace. A link up between Space Administration and USDA. I wish them well. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Alliance Insurance would like to take a moment to thank our customers for the continued business and wish you all a safe and happy holiday. Come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance for all your insurance needs. 709 Broadway, Marysville, Kansas, 785-562-2393. Happy holidays!
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Bulls are dangerous and can quickly become aggressive. Reading their behavior and knowing how to react can save you from injury. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
His halter broke and has been raised as a pet may be gentle, but keep in mind it's still an animal you have to respect and never trust him, no matter how tame. Ryan Walker is a livestock consultant at the Noble Research Institute. He says bulls are stubborn and will get upset when you make them do something they don't want to do. At any given time, they can suddenly decide they don't like you and become aggressive. So how do you know if you're pushing the bull too far? Watch its eyes.
You can always tell when a bull is uneasy with someone being around them when they're always watching you. So when you look at their eyes and they follow your movement all over, then they want to know where you're at because they feel uncomfortable with you. When they get real alert and feel like they want to do something about it, their eyes get really big. Versus a bull that feels real comfortable and real easy, they're going to be less alertive.
A bull that's telling you to go away might also paw at the ground. Walker says sometimes it's just a warning, but it's best not to find out. To avoid being cornered by 2,000 pounds of angry, be prepared for it.
You always want to put yourself in a position where, if need be, you can climb a fence. Don't ever get in an area where you can't get behind an obstacle, like a hay bale ring or a feeder, or you can't climb a fence. That's number one.
Walker says the best way to avoid confrontation with a bull is to handle it in a low-stress manner and maintain your distance. When you need to move it, such as from the pasture to a trailer, bring a few other cattle along. The bull will be less likely to resist because it's with company. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about staying safe around bulls at agriculture.com.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Corn, wheat, soybeans, all looking well right now. March corn is up 5 3/4, 449 and a quarter. May corn's up 5.5 at 450. March Kansas City wheat is up 11 1/4, 590 1/2. May Casey wheat is up 10 3/4 at 593 1/4. Chicago wheat looking at double-digit gains as well. January soybeans up 13 1/4 at 1260 1/2. March soybeans up 12 1/2 at 1262 1/2. All the back months are pretty strong as well. January soybean meal April 660 higher at 421.60. March is up 540 at 419.70. January bean oil 86 higher at 41.41. March is up 71 at 40.67. So soybeans, corn, Kansas City wheat, all looking pretty good. And we're seeing a bit of a rally in the livestock complex. Cattle have been kind of struggling the last couple of days, but right now December live cattle up 117 at 111.50. February's up 97 at 114.42. Little back months are all green. January feeder cattle up 20 at 140.10. March feeder's unchanged at 141.87. So the later months in feeder cattle are all in the green. A good rally for cattle underway right now. And hogs are doing well. February hogs 120 higher at 67.22. April hogs up 92 at 70.95. So good plus signs across the livestock complex. February crude oil is $1.19 higher at 48.21. March crude is up 48.33. Make that up $1.17 at 48.33. All the later months are up. Unleaded gas and heating oil are trending higher as well. Cotton looking good. March cotton is up 111 at 75.93. Gold is higher. December gold is currently up $12.20 at 18.78.80. So right now, most everything in the market's looking pretty good. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
This month, Midwest Kia is combining two great events to help you beat the Kansas cold. During the Kia Command the Season sales event, Midwest Kia is holding our Season of Savings event. That means, one, combine $1,000 in Kia Holiday Bonus Cash with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on eligible new Kia models. Two, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. Need more? Three, this December, Midwest Kia will help you command the season with remote start at no extra charge. Command this season of savings with 0% APR, double discounts on every all-weather drive model, and with the added gift of remote start on us. It's the Season of Savings sales event going on now at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sorenzo, Cadenza, and K900 through KMF with 1333, 1000 finance.
Legendary songs, classic memories. The only station in Northeast Kansas playing classic country. AM 1570 and FM 94.1, KNDY, Marysville.